When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Turn to Mark 4 chapter, please. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. The 16th verse. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Stony ground, the heart in which there is hidden sin. And what did Jesus say about this stony ground? They received the word of God with gladness immediately. So, the initial response was, fine, this is wonderful. I need it. And so, I want this word. But the stones were not dislodged. The hidden sins were never confessed. If you ask me, why is it that Christians are so powerless? When Jesus said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. You see, why are Christians so powerless? Today, only one reason, hidden sin. Hidden sin. When sin is hidden, there will be no fruit there. That's a stony ground. There's no root there. You know, my dear friends, you have had a lot of storms in Europe lately and high winds. I don't know how many trees have been uprooted. I haven't walked through these grounds, of course, but I don't see that any of these old familiar trees have really been uprooted. Evidently, the roots held firm. You see, so the winds passed over them, but the root was there. Here, the Bible says, they had no root. You know, the devil is trying to take away the Ten Commandments. Listen, when you read your papers, beware. There are too many people whom I can describe as moral airheads. That's all they have. They laugh at the Ten Commandments. They don't want the Ten Commandments. How do you enforce law without the Ten Commandments? Every 3 minutes, there are two things which are happening. There is a divorce of a married couple, every 3 minutes. And every 3 minutes in Britain, there is a bankruptcy. Well, it does not list whether it's the bankruptcy of an industrialist or just an ordinary small businessman or somebody. But loss of jobs, whether some of those great manufacturing cities are just to be listed in the Rust Belt. factories rusting, jobs gone, rust belt, bankruptcies. I do not know how many are the job losses and how many are the jobs that have fled to other countries where there is cheap labor. I don't have any of those statistics right here. However, it has been happening on a large scale, because when I see the roads, a British car is a rare sight. It's either Volkswagen or a Mercedes or Volvo or some other brand. British cars have become a rare sight. Isn't that a shame? What happened to the great Austin? What happened to the great Morris? What happened to the great Hillman? Some of you don't even know those names. Where is the product? Bankruptcies every 3 minutes. One bankruptcy in Britain. And more than that, one family breaking up. Most of it is greed. Most of it is lust. And with the result, there is a lot of human suffering. Lot of it. You know, another thing which is taking place in modern life is people have been paying heavy mortgages for their houses. The houses which were valued at, say, 600,000. Let's say 600,000. Suddenly, through job loss, so many of the buildings have been repossessed. The banks came hard upon these fellows who didn't pay their mortgage and said, come on, get out of the house, get out, you lost all that you have paid. My goodness. In the meantime, the real estate values have dropped in the Rust Belt because of numerous job losses. The values of houses have gone down. But the banks say, hey, you signed up for this mortgage, 600,000. So pay that mortgage. So you are paying far in excess of the real value of the house. See, people are losing out in so many ways. And in the meantime, another savage twist to this is many women today have so little commitment to their families. They just say, well, you're not able to support my lifestyle, so let's call it quits. I'm going. Why am I going? Because you cannot support my lifestyle. How dreadful, how dreadful. No commitment. So this is the scenario today. And of course, you may say the economy is booming or whatever. Well, the economy, according to Dow Jones Stock Exchange, is very high in America. But I know the other side of the picture, and such severe losses, job losses, there is suffering. There is real suffering. In the midst of this, there is the glamour of people in the third world countries saying, hey, they have it so good in America. That's the place to go to. What's that? That's Lot's mind. Lot saw that everything was green in Sodom. Have they any commitment? Hey, I've come to this country and I'm going to lift this country. I'm going to stand for Jesus. Now they have no such commitment. Now, do you call that Christianity? Do you call that love your neighbor as yourself? Of course not. I call it greed. That's all. You know, folks, there is such need in some corners of the world. They say the origin of hospitals was due to the Christian heart, who simply said, I have to do something about the suffering here. I must have a hospital. We must build a hospital. You see, that's just the Christian heart. Thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. Greed has no place at all. What do we see here? There's no root. No root. And therefore, there was no fruit either. When persecution or affliction ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. You know, the dollar has been going down. And I often say, if the dollar ever goes so far down that it goes under the value of a rupee, and the rupee is going up, you know. And I say, if that should ever happen, all the rats will run away from America. No question about it. They have no commitment. Some of the top brains, computer brains, making a lot of money for themselves and the big companies in the Silicon Valley and so on, are Indian boys and girls in the United States. But should anything happen to the American economy such that it goes below the Indian economy, the rats will run. Now, that's the way of the world. That's not the way of the Christian heart. What do we see here? There's no root. And therefore, there was no fruit either. When persecution or affliction ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. Let's pray. Loving Father, we bless you for the gospel. If it were not for Jesus Christ, his death upon the cross and his resurrection, forgive us, we pray. Oh, my Father, your word should fill this land from sea to sea. Have mercy upon us. We ask this in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan, 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.